Uh-oh.
Welcome.
I don't think we need to, like, yo-yo.
I don't think we need to say welcome, either.
That's why I was just going to be like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, welcome.
Uh-oh, bing bong.
God damn it. Yo-yo-yo, this is the first episode.
What's up? Basically.
Yeah, we did have a shorter one that we're going to delete after we post this. So if you didn't hear that.
Sorry
about it. But this one's going to be on here forever.
Sorry about it.
Yeah, first episode.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you? Oh, we should probably introduce ourselves.
Oh, shit.
I'm Cameron. Should I say my last name?
No, you just go. I'm Cameron.
What else do you want me to say?
I don't know. I'm like, what's up? I'm Isaac.
Hey.
Not like,
let's introduce each other.
Yo, okay. Sitting to my right next to me, mm-hmm. my right hand boy.
That's me.
Is
left-handed.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, no, you're not. It's Cameron Maurice Garko.
Not my middle name.
Yes, it is.
Okay. today... With me and probably every episode.
Well, yeah, always.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
It's us too.
You know.
This is Isaac.
Howdy.
Well, this is Cameron talking, but Isaac is next to me.
Hi, I'm Cameron.
Yeah, this is a hot mess.
Oh, already.
This is a hot mess.
Almost 2 minutes.
I hope it's okay though. We're just going to go.
Okay.
All right.
So what? What you got on your mind, my guy?
A lot of things. You want to talk about how the world's kind of shit right now?
Oh, boy.
Let's talk about the COVID.
The COVID.
Dis neuf. That's 19 in French.
Okay.
Oh, hey, the laughing in the background that isn't us is... Garrett, he's kind of a rat in the room right now.
Yeah, we have a
he'll be on later episodes. He's just kind of chilling. He didn't want to be left alone, so he's just with us. But if he says anything, we're going to cut it out.
No, probably not.
No, I will.
Okay, that's awkward.
Anyways, let's talk about COVID.
Okay, yeah.
The world's ending. Dude, Disney World is opening back up.
Has that been confirmed?
Yeah, no, dude, I think they're already open.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Why?
At my job, we're requiring people to wear masks to come in, and we have, like a 200 people max can fit in the store, and that's, like crowded.
Yeah.
Like the limit is 200. Like, you know how, like...
Dude, I know how big it is, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, you know how, like, in an elevator, it's, like, this many people max, like, 12 people max?
Yeah.
And they're all, like, squeezed together, like, mm-hmm. You could basically... sniff the person on the other
side. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Easily. Yeah.
The stench.
No. So, H&M, we're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wear a mask to come inside.
Yeah, I think this whole...
And fucking Disney World is opening?
Disney World is opening. If it's not, like, bad enough. Also, the whole work thing, I have to do that at my work, too.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
a stock boy.
Stock boy Cameron.
You know how many people I come in contact with? Like, 5, maybe, my entire shift.
That sounds like a... fun time.
It's pretty great. I just listen to music and other podcasts. Anyways, Florida, pretty whack. They had, so my family recently went down there, not to stay in Florida. We're going nice vape tricks.
No.
anyways, Florida, and they had 15,000 cases in one day. New cases in one day? One day.
Jesus
15,000.
Well, not going to Florida anytime soon.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They just need to... What?
Oh, boy.
Dude, this country is...
I watched this video a little bit ago that I saw on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like... This dude, I don't even know why, but I just started watching it. This guy had like a grain of rice, was like one case
yeah.
in a state.
Yeah.
And like he did like the top like... I don't know, like the top five top 10 worst states, like in terms of how many cases they have. Like
Florida's
the,
number like the one. Most Florida's cases. Like number one in the world.
Well, yeah. So get this though.
In the world, and there are fucking.
Wait a minute.
It's
no.
crazy.
So New York, not New York City. New York. How big is New York? Would you say?
It's not terribly big.
Yeah. So they were like one of the top like three, but however, New York City alone
was like way worse.
Is
then.
Literally. Half of their like half the total amount of cases in New York was in New York City.
Shit's depressing.
It's whack. It's so whack. Like it was just a giant pile of rice for New York City, and then the same amount for just New York in general.
I just shook my head. You could see. I just shook my head though. Okay. Here, what should I shake my head loud? Now they audibly they can tell I just shook my head.
All right, guys. So this is my, this is my dog.
Jesus Christ! Me shaking my. I have shut the fuck up, Garrett. Shut the fuck up.
Jesus Christ!
Do not talk.
Oh my god! That was Cameron, by the way.
That's Garrett. You have anything to say? Say something. No, go ahead. This is your time.
He's just gonna cut it.
No, go ahead. Say something.
Yeah, he is.
Shut the fuck up, Garrett! Shut up! God damn it!
So this
we
is,
love you.
This is not rolling smoothly.
We love you. Yeah, no. After we started talking about COVID, and it actually got me kind of upset, and I was like, holy shit, we started this on a not so funny note.
That's okay. Bing bong. Fuck.
That's going to be the point of this podcast, by the way. I feel like we got to kind of talk about what our goals are.
Well,
we're just trying to make you guys just a slight chuckle. Just a little, just like at least once an episode, we want you guys to go,
okay. It's like that breathing loudly out of my nose.
Yeah, exhaling through your nose.
Through your nose, yeah.
Yeah, that's all. Could you not?
Sorry.
Garrett's being so loud.
I don't think
you can. You definitely can.
I don't know.
At 7 minutes, we'll look back. You can hear that. We're not going to cut this, though.
We're not.
I don't know. We can.
No, of course we're not.
Nah, fuck it. On to the next. You want to hear some of my shower thoughts?
Sure. What classifies as a shower thought? What is a shower thought to you, Cameron?
Oh, shower thoughts are just weird things that I think about.
While you shower?
No, not even while
so
I shower.
Why is it a shower thought? Then?
Because I feel like that's just like what people call them. Because they're
well,
just like...
Every time I have a shower thought, I'm usually butt naked in the shower.
I don't do a lot of thinking in the shower, I'll be honest. Garrett... I don't do a whole lot of thinking in the shower. Usually I just play music and I kind of just listen to music.
You just vibe?
Yeah, I just vibe in the shower. I just...
He's washing his piss to the beat. He's like,
My pits. I thought you said washing my piss. And I
no.
was like, what?
That is not what I said.
Anyway, so shower thoughts for me are just weird-ass thoughts that I have.
I respect that.
And I'm going to try and come up with some
for each podcast. In that case, usually... Yeah. All of my thoughts are shower thoughts.
They're all just fucking weird. No, but these are like the weird ones that like I've thought about. And if someone else could hear them, they'd be like, yo, what?
Yeah, we're going to throw this in a podcast.
So just a funny one is that technically when guys pee, you hold your dick.
Yeah.
So when you don't hold your dick,
uh-huh.
you free will it. Right, you pull your pants down to your ankles and you put your hands up.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Put your hands up and then you just let loose. I think that should be considered a hip fire.
Like in Call of Duty.
Like in Call of Duty, when you don't zoom in on the scope, it's hip fire because you have no control. That dick is like a fucking hose. A hose with the water turned on all the way? That shit's going everywhere. It's a spray. It's a pray and spray.
It's actually spray and pray.
Spray. Damn it. So as I'm going to go, I only have three of them for right now.
Yeah.
But as I go on, they're going to get increasingly more complex. So that one was...
Okay, yeah.
Hip fire, peeing.
Well, okay. I feel like we need to dwell What were you doing when you thought about this?
I was peeing. I think that's pretty obvious. I was taking a piss. I was. I think I was playing Call of Duty too.
Why, you peed?
No. Like, I was probably playing. I got like, oh man, I gotta take a piss. So I got up, and I was like, wait a second.
You go, wait a second. I'm bad at hip firing in game, but out of game,
I'm really good.
My accuracy is on point.
Fantastic. And then I pull my pants up, and I just got everywhere around the seat, and I'm like, ugh.
He's like, I threw them all on the floor. I waved my hands in the air.
I'm free. Like one of those fucking drive-in balloons. Oh, I was just going crazy.
Like in a fucking car show.
Car, yeah, that's what I was thinking about. All right, this next one is that, let's say, you're addicted to heroin. Right?
Oh, my God.
You shoot up.
Okay.
Needle in the arm.
Okay.
It goes into your bloodstream, yeah?
Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Your heroin in your body. I don't know where it goes. Like, if you inject it. I don't know much about heroin, I'll be honest, and I'm kind of proud of that fact.
Well, I hope not.
Shut the fuck up, Garrett. Be quiet.
He's all sitting in your corner.
Could be on another episode, but not this one.
Okay.
Continue. Okay, so you're addicted to heroin.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Damn. You're addicted to heroin, and a mosquito comes over, and while you're tripping absolute balls.
I don't think you necessarily trip on heroin. I think it's more of just like a...
Is it a body high?
A mental state that you are put in is not trippy as fuck.
I don't know anything about heroin.
I need it. You know what I mean?
Is it like, it's like energy? Is it like coke? Is it like fucking
energizing? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Basically.
I had no idea.
Just makes you fucking...
Through the audio. That sounds like a
just jerk. I know, that's what I literally
You just shoot up and you just start fucking jerking off as hard as you can.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah, that... Oh! Fuck!
Heroin!
Whenever I shoot up heroin, I get a raging boner.
Okay, let's talk about this mosquito now.
I can't... Okay. Back to the mosquito. You're drug addict. I think a lot of people have thought about this already, but like a mosquito bites you, takes in your blood. Would that mosquito then have the same effect as, like, if it just shot up heroin?
Or...
And what would that look like? Would the mosquito be bugging?
The bugging. Fuck. Okay, so now that makes me think, because, like, you know, like, the plague, how mosquitoes...
What we're going through? Yeah.
Were carrying... Okay.
I'm aware.
Where, how, like, mosquitoes were, like, holders of the plague. Like, they were carriers.
Oh, yeah, basically. Mosquitoes,
so do you
rats,
think? Do you think they got... Do you think they got fucking... The sick too? Or do you think they just carried it? So maybe they're like a drug dealer to someone else when they, you know.
Yeah, but heroin isn't a virus.
Well, yeah, I know. But I'm saying, like, do you think, like, that blood and, like, they just, you know, got little bits of heroin on the tips?
Yo, do you think, hold up. Do you think a bug, oh, dude, we sound stupid as fuck.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you think a mosquito could bite someone who just did heroin and then go bite another person
saying.
And get them high on
that's
heroin?
What I'm just a fucking dealer.
Fuck! I'm high on mosquito heroin. It's the new shit, dude.
Yo, everybody's trying it these days.
What we do is we take a dude, we shoot him up with heroin, put him in a room full of mosquitoes. He comes out after 30 minutes, and then, put your hand down. You don't get to speak. You don't get to speak. And then we go in the same room with mosquitoes and get high as a kite, my guy. Garrett does not think that would work.
Garrett doesn't think that would work.
I think that would it's worth a test. Hey, you down to do heroin?
Nope.
All right, my last one is I think kind of genius.
Okay.
I think when you think about this is gonna
so
be
I didn't
great.
I didn't read through all of these, so this might be a surprise to me.
Okay. So but this last one. So I was thinking about secret recipes. I was really thinking about Coca-Cola. I was like, and how they have a secret recipe, and then
like Coke?
Coke.
Cocaine?
Cocaine.
Cocaina.
Anyways, so they have like a secret recipe.
Yeah.
And nobody knows it, right?
I think Pepsi might.
Well, like, it's still like unknown to like the public.
No, absolutely.
my thought was like, how could you like discover it? How could you?
Well, how do you discover any recipe?
No, but a secret recipe. Okay. So I was thinking.
Any recipe, every recipe was secret at some point.
I feel like that's.
Holy shit, that hurts my head.
I feel like. I don't think so.
At one point, only one person knew about it, or maybe a few.
I guess, yeah, when it was invented.
Exactly. Anyways, continue.
I think we could figure this secret formula out.
For Coke?
Yeah, but here's what we need.
I think it's just a lot of chemicals.
Hold on. Here's what we need. We need a group of people.
Okay.
All with very specific allergies.
Okay.
And if they, like...
So me being one of them, of course.
Yeah, okay. Let's say you're allergic to some chemical.
No, I'm allergic to peanuts and eggs.
You
just said allergies.
Okay, yes. But I mean, like... Okay, let's not do Coke as an example. Let's just do some other... Think of just a food, right? Just like a meal that has some secret sauce.
Okay.
We take a group of people that all have allergies to very certain things, like nutmeg or like some, I don't know, some crazy spices, some very unique allergies. If we get them together, have them eat all the same meal, all the same secret ingredient, having an allergic reaction.
No, that'd be fucked.
It'd be fucked, but we could figure out a secret formula.
No, that could be like fucked.
Yeah, they could die. I understand. No, don't speak, Garrett. Shut the fuck up. I feel like we gotta continue Garrett shut up even when he's not here.
I feel like that would just be weird.
He's like, not even here. We're like, Garrett, stop talking.
Garrett, stop.
Dude, oh, so no, annoying.
So when he's not here, we'll call him.
I love you.
We'll call him.
Call
him. And just be like, yo, Garrett, shut the fuck up.
Put him on the speaker. He'll be like, hey, how's it going?
Like, hey, shut up, Garrett.
We're recording.
Throw your phone in the corner. Okay, so...
So, yeah, I think we could figure out a secret recipe.
So, like, yeah?
Yeah, it would work.
But, like, why?
Because it's secret and people want to know it.
So you think about it, like, think about it like this, though. You have, like, wine testers, right?
Yeah.
Who
they can taste.
Their taste palate is, like, so distinct. They're like, yo, I can tell what the fuck this is, what's in it,
mm-hmm.
when it was made, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you get people like that. Who don't have a risk of dying.
I feel like they still couldn't do it as effectively.
Well, fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
That's because other people...
Like, it's like 100% foolproof.
Not necessarily. Because they could be allergic to two things. Distinctive things.
No, that's what I'm saying. We got to get, like, unique-ass people. I don't even think those people exist, to be honest. It was just it was a thought I had, and...
No, I totally get that.
Yeah.
However... As someone who is
allergic.
I don't fucking know.
You're allergic.
I sound dumb. Anyways.
You're allergic.
As someone who cannot eat certain things. Well, I was trying to like.
Shut the fuck up. Keep going.
You know. Okay. All right. Oh, my God. So being someone who would not like to be used to test that out, because I could probably would die.
Mm-hmm.
I would say fuck no to that.
That's, yeah. So, yeah.
No, that'd be funny as fuck, though.
It'd be great.
Oh, that.
We could discover every secret recipe in the world.
In the world. Krabby Patty formula is mine.
That's the one thing I would use it for.
Yeah.
What's the Krabby Patty secret formula? Ravioli. Give me the formula.
Well, actually, apparently the secret ingredient
I wanted
is that
to be my senior quote. Dude, you want to hear something fucked?
It's plankton.
That's
Yeah.
Shut up, Garrett. It's crab meat is the secret formula? Oh, because he's a cannibal.
Oh, shit, actually.
That's actually a great idea.
That hurts my head.
Anyways.
Fuck no.
I wanted ravioli, give me the formula to be my senior quote. I don't know if you guys got senior quotes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike did it. We did it.
You didn't?
No.
That was awkward.
That's sucked. Because I thought it would be fun.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Typically.
What was yours? Do you remember yours? Was it funny, or was it sad?
It was neither. It was more like.
It was like, oh.
It was like inspirational, you know?
Oh, okay. You're like,
but it was kind of sad.
Oh,
like, of course.
Your mountain is waiting. Go climb it. You can move mountains. Physically. Go move a mountain, stupid.
If you haven't moved mountains by the time you're 25,
stop. If you haven't. Why is that a thing? Like, why does it feel like in life, if you aren't fully sustainable by like 20, 3, you suck at life.
I don't know, but I'm
almost, that's such a shit, like,
I'm almost mindset. 20 and I feel that way.
It's such a shit because we don't have to have our shit ready that quickly, I feel.
Oh, absolutely not. I think that's just,
but I feel like the pressure society, let's not talk about that.
No, let's talk about it.
I'm gonna change the topic.
Okay.
Logic's retiring.
Logic is retiring.
Did you hear about this?
I did. You want to know how I heard about this?
How?
Because I was at work and Tori Snapchatted me and she said, I'm crying. You're going to think it's dumb. And I go, why are you crying? She goes, Logic's retiring. And I go, what the fuck?
Dude, the album comes out in 7 days.
Yeah. Last album. Like, it's upsetting. I do enjoy some of Logic.
I enjoy some of Logic.
I haven't really listened to his music since I was in like my sophomore year of high school. But like, I like him.
Yeah, no, I've been...
I mean, like, I feel like he's, you know... Like
there was that one time when I, like, first discovered him, I was a hardcore
fan. Yeah, absolutely, me too.
I was like, fuck, Flexicution's the greatest song.
See, I was like, yo, Nicki's the greatest song.
Yo, Nicki. That's a song about nicotine, but really you think he's talking about a girl.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's retiring. Do you follow him on Instagram? Did you see his wife?
Yeah.
Okay. Two things I gotta talk about. His wife, wow. I think she's beautiful.
Yes.
Very attractive lady. His baby. Did you see his baby?
I did see his baby. But
I'm gonna pull up his baby.
Yeah, no, pull up his baby.
His baby's forehead is
ginormous.
Its eyes are kind of far set.
Okay.
I don't know if this
baby. He just looks so spooked. Oh, but his baby's cute, though.
You think?
He's got a big boy forehead, but that's because...
Like, real big boy forehead.
But he's a baby.
He's really white, too. Which is funny, because Logic's whole thing is that he's biracial.
How ironic.
My sister... That's the photo. That's the photo where I'm like, that kind of creeps me out. Babies kind of look weird.
I think babies look like aliens.
Babies are weird.
However I want
babies. Got weird beards.
Babies got weird beards.
Jesus. Do you... So Logic, he raps about being biracial a lot. My sister, like, doesn't really believe it. Like, she thinks he might be a quarter black, but he...
Biracial.
But he looks way too white to be rapping about some of the stuff they rap about.
Don't judge a book by its cover, okay? You don't know his family.
No, yeah, and he's, like, I've heard, like, I know his story and, like, what he came from, and that's super...
Yeah.
Like, he came from...
His daddy's balls.
We all came from our daddy's balls.
Son, you know why you're the greatest alive?
Yeah.
That's what I was going for.
Garrett looks dummy thick right now. Dummy thick, Gary. All right. Is that all we want to say about that?
Well, okay. So now I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
How old is Logic?
He's got to be
maybe like
late 30s?
Late 30s, yeah. How old is Eminem?
Dude, I don't think we can pair.
No. I'm just saying like, what if Logic's, like, trying to take that route where he's like, yeah, I'm going to stop rapping for, like...
Oh, and then he's going to come back?
Like, 15 years.
I don't know. I could
a horrible album.
I could totally see that.
And then come back with a fucking banger. Oh, my God.
Shut up, Garrett. Go back to your corner.
You pulled him over.
I did.
You pulled him over.
We're just...
Oh, shucks.
Just be super mean to Garrett.
That's a bell.
And child. Pretend like we aren't already.
I'm not.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, no, we are.
We bully the shit out of Garrett. But he can take it. He's a strong guy. Tough dude. He raises cows.
Oh, look at that guy.
Look at him.
He's a cattle farmer.
Dude.
So what's the deal with cattle? How's the cattle these days?
No, we're going to save that for when he's going
to
be
on. No, I'm talking to you.
Okay.
How's the cattle?
They're doing good. They're grazing. Shut the fuck up! Shut up! Jesus Christ. Stop talking! Cattle are doing great.
Cattle are great.
They're grazing.
They're grazing.
They're grazing. They're doing grazing.
They're doing grazing brand.
Man. Trying to go into my southern accent. I couldn't do it.
Okay.
Fucking. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Cow are doing great. Cattle. Ranching.
Just like
not I even... like my pizza with a shot of ranch.
Okay. Yo, wait. Fucking ranch up? Ranch time, dude.
Ranch. Ranch time. I want mics just so we can do like ASMR and just whisper.
Yeah, yeah.
Just whisper into the mic. I don't even know how well that's picking
Probably
up.
Not. For those of you who don't know what Ranched Up is, Ranched Up.
Ranched
Up. I think that's what it's called. It's Ranched Up.
Ranch.
Go watch the Eric Andre show and then tell me how you feel about your life.
It's kind of weird. Debbie, did you watch a stand-up on Netflix?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really shit.
A little bit.
I didn't enjoy it whatsoever.
But that show was funny.
No, the Eric Andre show?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Are you talking about...
But I'm talking about the Animal? Stand-up.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
The
no.
Stand-up special he did on Netflix, it...
Wasn't the best.
It was just kind of, like, loud and obnoxious, which...
Well, that's how the show is, but, like, the
Exactly,
show...
but the show's, like, made of, like, skits. He was just on stage screaming at people, and I'm like, this guy's crazy.
This guy's cracked out.
He probably is.
Yeah, well, fucking, why didn't anybody post pictures of him on Twitter and say, yo, bro, are you okay?
What?
Posty. Posty was just living his life.
Oh, yeah, when he was singing and everyone was worried about him.
I think he did that when we saw him, too.
He did. Well, he did for, like, a little bit. I keep making noise in this chair, and I apologize. But, yeah, no. We went to go see Posty. That was a great-ass concert.
It was a great-ass concert. Last concert in Colorado.
Of the 20... was it 2020? Yeah, it was the 2020 tour.
Yeah, because we saw him in, like, what?
It was right before COVID started.
Yeah, so, like...
That's why the tour got canceled.
Like March-ish? April? Was it in April? I think I'm too far.
When did, Garrett, when did we leave the dorms?
For COVID?
Yeah.
April.
I thought March, dude.
March?
Yeah.
It was in March then.
Maybe March then. March.
It was the same month because I remember we went to saw a concert a couple days later. I went snowboarding.
Literally like broke her elbow.
Oh no, I broke my elbow before.
I know. But I'm saying.
For spring break. And
it
didn't have
It was during spring break. After spring break, you guys didn't go back.
You remember when... Well, you don't, but...
Well, then we can't talk about it because Garrett needs to shut up, you say.
Yeah, I guess we can talk about this next time. I was just going to talk about how funny it was thinking back on
Nope, don't talk about it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, cool. Fuck me, I guess.
Wasn't there, don't care.
All right, fine.
Didn't know it. Yo, I wrote a poem about elephants.
You did. You write a lot of good poems, dude. I'll be honest.
Thanks. I try.
You're pretty talented at writing poems.
I do try.
You ever thought about English, being an English major? Journalism?
The thing about that is journalism and poetry is not the same.
Yeah, I know. Do you get an English major if you want to become a poet? Do you even need a...
I don't know. I've never thought about that.
Major to become a poet? I guess it's...
Well, I think you would... Like, if you were an English major, you'd be like, yo...
I know the basic stuff about English, like, grammar.
I know what I'm doing.
You know grammar, but, I mean, poems don't always follow grammar.
Well, yeah, no, absolutely not. I think it's more so, I don't think it really matters.
I think it's
major
it's just art. Like, I feel like you can be an artist and you don't have to go to art school.
Well, yeah.
Although it probably helps.
It helps, absolutely. I think that's the same.
Is there a poem academy? Shit, I'll go there, learn some fire verses and become a rapper.
In poetry?
Poetry class. I'll go to poetry school.
Like Hobo Johnson? Yo, Hobo Johnson.
No, time out. I'm going somewhere on this.
Okay.
Hobo Johnson went to a poetry school?
No. I'm saying Hobo Johnson is like a
I was going to say.
But he raps. Not raps, but like.
I was going to say.
He does
imagine,
like poetry.
Imagine fucking SoundCloud rappers. Like, okay, you go to poetry school. It's like, oh, yes, I'm working on this new poem about social
about banging girls and busting titties.
an actual poem.
Oh shit,
I'm talking about the discrimination of races. Oh shit, it's gonna end and then we have 1 minute to do this bit. The discrimination of races, and then just like a SoundCloud rapper comes in and goes, hey, what is up? Little flames on the beat.
he's like fucking busts in the door, kicks the door down.
Yeah, we got monies, we got lean, we got hoes.
Slams in, fucking jackets up. 80 degrees outside, he goes, yo, what's up? I'm trying to get some fire bars for this new single I'm dropping on SoundCloud.
I got ice on my neck. What the heck, dude?
There's just all serious poets in there with them. He's just fucking, oof.
All right, shit, here comes an ad. Yo, what is up?
Hey, yo, Teach, spit some bars!
Bars!
He fucking walks up to the G and goes, yo, Yo, you trying to feature on my on my fire mixtape, dude?
Yo, bro, I'm dropping this shit in October.
It's like middle January.
Me and my homie have been putting in the work. I swear to God, we're going to blow up one day. Gets tattoos on his face. This is my dream. This is how committed I am.
He gets like his the first
like, album. Fuck cover. Mom.
Yo,
he hates his parents.
No, he's like mid-class. They're like, it's like silent writing time. He goes, yo, teach, what's a rhyme word for mom?
Goddamn. All like serious English stuff. Like they have to write papers, and he's just
like they're
he just gives them bars that verses that he's made. Like
they're like shit,
dude. This
shit
was,
bars.
This was supposed to be a essay he about goes, famous English authors in the 1920s. What did you just give me? Oh, these are some of my bars going he on goes, my goes, next yo, track.
This is my first fire verse in my album. He goes, yeah, your album?
Yo, here's some of my hooks.
Yo, Teach, what do you think about these hooks?
Go ahead and look them over. Are they nice? Fire? What do you think?
Yo, straight fuego? Straight flames, dude?
Fuego.
Okay, so
you ever thought about how a drug dealer is just a street pharmacist?
Oh my God. That's another
one of my shower thoughts.
Holy shit.
I forgot about that one. Yeah. The drug dealer is just a street pharmacist, my guy.
Oh my God.
Just on the street giving drugs to the people.
Yeah, but like, I wouldn't label what it. You I wouldn't mean? Classify it as a pharmacist because that's illegal.
I feel like that could be, if like, you become like, a drug dealer and your girlfriend's friend's like, so what do you do for a profession?
He goes, yo, I'm a street pharmacist.
I'm a street pharmacist.
It's like a food truck with drugs.
Just your car. It's just his car with drugs in. He's like, yo, post on Snapchat. The shop's open.
No, literally, it's a food truck.
Just with
a food truck with
drugs.
Drugs in it.
Some Breaking Bad shit.
Yeah, but like it's like one of those ice cream carts. You know, you see in like the side of the street in like New York and stuff like that.
Okay.
Man has that,
but just drugs.
That's it.
Drugs.
He's like, yo, let me.
Where are the drugs going? Dude, that is a throwback.
That's a great video.
Though. I love that video.
Comedy humor.
College humor. comedy humor.
Comedy humor, guys.
Dude.
Yeah, what's your favorite show to watch, dude? Oh, comedy humor, dude.
All right, going on to the next thing. I started talking about this last time, but since we're going to delete that episode.
Last time.
quote unquote last time. Just a half an hour episode. This is 47
episodes. Minutes, actually.
27 minutes. The same shit.
Nope.
Same shit, new day.
Same shit, diff day, bro.
Which I start talking about this guy that I work with. I don't think I should say his name.
His name is...
Don't.
Insert name here.
Let's say...
let's say his name is like Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry from Target. He also works in stock. I want to talk about this just because it was ridiculous. So,
It was ridiculous. I thought you said you went to Topgolf because it was ridiculous. And I was like, that has nothing.
I went to Topgolf and it was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous, bro. Dude, ridiculous.
I was starting a fucking... Why do they... I feel like I'm going off, but why do they give other type of golf clubs at Topgolf? Like people just people just use the driver.
Not like, always.
You've seen someone use like a putter.
I used a putter. I don't use the putter, but like sometimes I use my nine. You know, stuff like
yeah. That. Okay, I guess.
Have you been to Topgolf?
I have. Top I golf suck at golf.
You. So there's different ranges and different little hole flag baby boys that you can get to for different points. You know, and there's different games you can play.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to, you know, like,
I think the games are shit.
I think they're kind of fun.
I like just playing, just like
trying. Shooting it as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Fucking Happy Gilmore style.
Yeah, just fucking rip my shoulder out of its socket, please.
Shove my dick
into a furnace. Pressure cook my greasy balls.
Okay.
Okay. So this guy, Jerry from Target. So I just want to talk about this just because it relates to me, at least. Mm-hmm. So I just got a house.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're recording in right now. First house. Pretty
woohoo!
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Pretty sick, actually.
Feel like an adult.
Literally, pretty cool.
Thanks.
Like, honestly, bro, like, spectacular.
Anyways, so my rent isn't too bad. I mean, I barely pay for it, but who doesn't at this age, right?
Yeah.
And just on that struggle bus, and I was talking to this guy, Jerry from Target. He goes to Ames.
Mm-hmm.
which is nearby. But he lives in this, what he explained it was like a church neighborhood. Like his neighborhood where all the houses were like owned by this church, I guess, which kind of weird. Kind of culty. Wait, actually, shit, now that I'm thinking about this.
I've been thinking about this since you started talking about it.
So,
like 2 weeks ago.
So his rent is around, he said, $94 a month.
And why is that, Cameron?
Because he volunteers for the church. And it's like, it's an agreement that they have in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, hey, you want money off of your rent. Like, they have a total that's, I'm going to assume it's probably near what I pay.
Yeah.
Well, although he doesn't live in a six-person house. He lives in a much smaller one. But it is probably around what normal rent is.
Yeah.
But they have an agreement with the church who owns the house that if they do volunteer work, they drop the rent.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's kind of a genius.
I think that's awesome.
It helps the community. Kind of culty.
But?
Kind of cool. Also low rent.
Yeah.
Which I was thinking, if I was
for
in his
college
shoes.
Students? Because you said a bunch of college students live.
Yeah, it's like it's a college like neighborhood.
Yeah. Just a bunch of college kids running it up with the
although
church.
I bet it's lame as fuck.
Probably not.
A whole bunch of church kids? Living in
houses? I don't necessarily think it's all church kids. I just mean like
that's true. I don't think you gotta be a Christian to live there. You just do community service.
Yeah.
But I feel like a majority of them are.
Oh, probably.
I feel like they don't party.
We don't party.
Nah, not really.
No. I don't like to party. I would rather sit back.
I'd rather do a puzzle.
Crack and fuck off. Fuck off, dude. Puzzles are awesome.
You actually do puzzles.
I do love to do puzzles.
Me and my family do puzzles, but I'm done with that.
You're done with that? You're out of that?
I'm life. Done with my family, dude.
Goes, yo, bro, I'm not about that puzzle
not
life
about
anymore,
that puzzle
bro.
Life.
Hey, yo, teach, bro. I just got out of a puzzle family, bro. I'm trying to spit these bars for you, dude.
I got a puzzle bar. Don't worry about it.
So, hey, yo, teach, what rhymes with puzzle, dude? Yeah, that's right.
Muzzle.
Oh.
What did you say?
I said hustle.
I said muzzle.
Yeah, but I was trying to go along
hustle, okay.
With the joke of being a SoundCloud rapper
okay.
On the grind.
On the hustle.
Hustling, dude.
Hustling.
He went from puzzling to hustling.
Puzzling to hustling.
And soon enough, he will be muzzling.
I thought you almost said like Muslim
yeah,
or
no,
some
no.
Shit.
After I said it, I was like, that's all right.
After this, he'll be a
not what I
dude.
Said.
He'll be a fucking Muslim after this. That's so horrible.
I'm so sorry.
Enough of that.
No. Totally forgot where I was going now.
Yeah,
it's hot as fuck.
It's really hot. This room that we're in right now.
We went to the basement.
Yeah, we went to the basement because my upstairs is even hotter because there's no AC where I live.
Yo, fucking! I bet Jerry from Target has AC in his house.
Bet he has AC.
He pays $94.
He has enough money to be paying for AC if he's not paying that much for rent. We have the same exact job. I know his hours and I know how much you get paid.
Yeah.
So if he's only spending $97, that's like half of a paycheck almost.
Wow.
Yeah.
You need a new job.
I do need a new job.
Yo, come work with me, dude.
I'm just going to get a second job. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna get a second job.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a second job.
Yo, this podcast blows up. I don't know.
Yo, drop out of college, dude.
Might drop out. Start my new. start a podcast.
Start my new record label, dude. I'm sorry. I'm just really hooked on this pod or on this.
On the SoundCloud rapper idea.
Guy.
I'm gonna go to poet school. English school.
No, we're gonna make a poet school.
Yo, it's in Atlanta.
Nope.
Where would it be?
Right here.
In Greeley.
Right here in G-Town, baby.
In Greeley, Colorado. Yep.
We're going to start a poet school in Greeley Co.
Ugh. No.
That's right.
What the fuck are you doing,
oh,
Garrett?
He's shaking that ass.
Sit down! Sit down, Garrett! I swear to God. Sit down! Sorry about that.
So sorry.
I really wish you hear the bang. Hopefully you hear it.
Who knows?
I didn't actually hit Garrett. I hit the wall.
No, he punched Garrett.
Square in the chest.
Straight in his cooter.
Straight cooter shot. It sounded like a wall. Shut up. Actually, you can laugh. It's Yo, French people be like.
Yo, SoundCloud rappers be like. But French boys.
I like French boys. I like French boys. That's probably what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. Going to get some French bread.
Some French boys?
What? Yeah, you said some French boys. I'm gonna...
I said French boys, and you go, oh, I like that. I'm probably gonna have that for dinner tonight.
Sorry, I thought I said it in my head and not out loud. But nope. Some French bread.
Nope. You said boys. Well, I said boys.
You said boys. I just said I'm gonna make that for dinner
tonight. You said I'm gonna have that for dinner tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I like that. You go. I like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have that for dinner tonight, baby.
Nope, we are not cannibals.
You ever just look at someone, and you're like, I'm gonna have that for dinner. Shit, heat that pussy up, baby.
Next on this.
Next list. Topic. Yo, who said that girls with depression can't wear crop tops or tube tops?
So my first question to this is, when did this come to your mind?
I didn't think this.
You didn't?
This is a post that I saw on Reddit.
On Reddit?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was... It's on my ankle.
It's on your ankle.
I just tried to... God damn it. Garrett! It's going upstairs.
Okay. Saw it on Reddit.
And it made me cry. It's a photo of a girl. She's wearing a tube top, obviously. But it's like two selfies, both of just like her ass, and she's just like, you know, posing.
Yeah.
She's just like posing for the camera. She's just wearing a tube top.
Yeah.
And her caption is, "Who said girls with depression can't wear tube tops?"
Okay, what the fuck?
And then the comment underneath is, literally no one has ever said that. And now whenever I see a girl with a tube top, I'm like, shit.
You're like, she's depressed.
She's depressed as fuck.
No one else would wear a tube top.
Or no, I should be like, if she's wearing a tube top, she isn't depressed. Mm-hmm. Because girls who have depression can't wear tube tops, apparently.
Well, no, she said, who said girls who wear tube tops can't be depressed?
So who girls says, who are depressed can't wear tube tops.
Well, that. Who says that?
Me.
So
I'm just kidding.
So then you need to
wear what you want.
What?
Wear what you want.
Yeah. Wear what you want, people. What was the?
Yo. Okay. Sure. We're just gonna move on.
Okay.
Now that was not a very fire segment.
No. Okay. Absolutely not. But it was funny.
So I'm gonna go on to like these. Have you seen Chav Check?
I have not.
Okay.
I cannot say that I have.
So this
seen
is a tick.
Chav
this
Check.
Is a TikTok trend.
Okay.
For my British folks.
All right.
For my British folks out there. All right. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, innit?
And it's... I can't even explain it. It's these British girls showing off their boyfriend.
Okay.
Apparently that's what a chav is. I don't know. It's a chav, I think. But they all have the same sound clip. And it's obnoxious as hell. And it starts off as like this song playing in the background. And it goes, yo, Chav Check. And I watched these. Okay. I went on YouTube. I'm like, Chav Check.
Yeah.
I watched them.
Okay.
Because I saw a couple.
Well, I would probably do the same thing. I'd be like, what the fuck is
Yeah,
what
this? The fuck is this? Because I was like, I'm like, I saw like two.
What's
and I was like,
chav?
What the hell is a chav? Because I didn't get it. It's their boyfriend. That's like the one thing I think it is. That's okay. what it has in common with all these. So like they show a couple photos of like their boyfriend, but then it'll be like photos of them.
Together?
Yeah. And
okay.
British girls cake on the makeup. They cake it on, dude. Like you gotta see a photo of this.
Okay, so while you're pulling this up.
Like a whole lot.
Pull it up.
Okay.
So I Googled what is a chav, because I don't know.
Chav.
And it says chav, also charver, scally in parts of northern England, is a British even know what that word means. It's a term used to describe an antisocial lower class youth dressed in sportswear. Oh my goodness, they're just flaming on these boys. They are flaming on these boys.
They're
that's the what are those trend, but fucking
boys.
For British people.
No, okay, so the thing that each of these girls have in common is that they got caked on makeup, like a whole lot. Okay. The second thing that's super obvious is because you know it's like not sunny at all in England.
Yeah.
It's rainy all the time.
Yeah.
Apparently. I don't know. I've never been.
Yeah, me neither.
But they all have spray tans. Like, they're all kind of, like, orange.
Okay.
Like, it's a trend, I guess.
Maybe they do it on
purpose. Anyways, here we go.
Ayo, Chav Check. Have a little faith in me, yes, all I need, yeah.
All of them have crazy... Yeah, I'll turn it down. All of them have crazy long eyelashes, too.
Have a little faith in me, yes, all I need.
I don't even get this.
I don't understand this.
Is... Look at both of them.
No, yeah, I see
that's
that.
Garfield, my guy.
Oh, shit.
That's Garfield wearing a winter coat.
Pennywise is coming in hot.
That dude, she loves lasagna and hates Mondays.
Mondays. Hates them. Hates them.
Big fat cat. Big, big silly cat. Hates, loves lasagna.
Hates Mondays.
Hates. Now that's funny.
I don't. That's funny. That's funny right there. Okay.
Yeah.
So now I'm super confused.
What's a chav?
Because this says, it literally says.
Is chav just a group of friends?
Well, no, this literally says it's a term used to describe an antisocial lower class youth. Dressed in sportswear. And all the videos you showed me were girls.
Lower class?
Like, yeah.
They didn't look lower class.
Antisocial
that
lower
girl
class.
In the first video is wearing some Balenciagas.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand. So then now I'm going to Google, what's a chav check?
I guess you can still wear Balenciagas and be lower class. I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Well,
but again, we don't know a lot about lower class England.
I don't know anything about England.
Yeah, what the fuck is England?
Yo, wait a minute. What the fuck is England?
Yo, didn't we, like, get away from those guys? Didn't we, like, throw some tea into the water and they were like, oi!
What the fuck is this?
They're like, oi, get away! Oi!
Fuck off, yeah?
Yeah, they wear a lot of makeup. It's weird, I feel like...
Okay, so this thing says, here's how to spot a chav in the wild. Chavs are easily recognizable by their flashy jewelry paired with designer tracksuits. Real or knockoff, doesn't matter. Fake Balenci's.
It could be.
White sneakers and baseball caps. Fila, Nike, and Kappa were favorites for matching tracksuits.
Time out. This just sounds like a fuckboy.
But all the videos were girls.
They were.
Yo, chav check.
Yo, chav check. No, that just sounds like a fuckboy. At every college party, just a tracksuit. With some fake sneakers. And a backwards dad hat.
Backwards dad hat. That says, just do it.
Wearing some Balenciagas.
No. The hat says, just did it.
And then, like, some Adidas track, like a Russian mafia Adidas track suit.
Yeah.
Blue with the three stripes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm imagining. That's a chav.
So now I'm confused because all those videos were girls.
All of them were girls.
And multiple girls. Except for the first one. The first one was just one wearing a dress.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's a very
interesting
article I just read at the end said Burberry everything. So
okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm confused.
That's weird.
Maybe a little bit.
Anyways, this next trend I'm gonna talk about because I hate it.
Okay.
It's the don't leave me trend.
Okay.
Do you know this shit?
Yeah, I've seen
it. Where someone like they
make like puns.
Exactly. They pick up two things and they make a pun out of it. And then they run away and their friend behind the camera goes, oh, don't leave me. Don't leave me.
Don't leave me. Don't leave me.
That makes no fucking sense. Don't leave. Who makes a joke and then runs away? And then their friends are like, that was such a funny pun. I can't have this person leave me.
Okay.
Am I not getting something?
I don't really get it either. Personally.
Are we getting old?
I think some of them are kind of funny.
I don't think any of them.
I think some of the puns that they make are kind of funny.
Yeah.
But the whole...
I really hope you don't hear those vibrations going through the table and into our mic.
It's
Did Gary just call you?
Yep. It's
Hold on.
Okay. All right, we're gonna cut this out.
No, it's fine.
No?
Garrett!
What if he left?
Garrett!
What if he just left?
Did he?
Probably.
Okay, shit. Fuck. Yeah.
We'll cut this out.
All right, yo.
Close your door.
Oh, shit, you're right. My bad.
Son of a bitch.
My bad. I hope this podcast has been good so far. I think it has. I think it's been really fun. Please let us know.
No, let's not talk about the podcast on the podcast.
No, we got to.
No.
We got to. No, dude, no, okay, well, hold on. We need feedback.
Well, yeah, but we can just be like, yo, give me feedback. We don't got to be like, hello, listeners.
Okay, you're right.
Give me feedback on my comedy gold. We're definitely not going to cut that. Okay. Anyways,
yeah,
no, so I just don't leave me thing.
So, oh, yeah. It's
I think some of the puns are funny just because it's overtly stupid.
Yeah.
Just some of the things is just like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, why?
It's like other things. Someone will point to a face and then like, this is a face. This is a clock. The FaceTime, and then they run away.
See, like that one, I would have laughed at.
Really?
Yeah.
That shit is dumb as hell.
That's exactly why I think it's funny.
It just makes no sense. I like have not laughed at a single one, and it got pretty big. It's dying down now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think I only saw it for like maybe a week. But then again, I don't really go on.
But TikTok. It was big. It was big. I don't even have a TikTok.
I do.
Bro, China is mining your phone right now.
What do they have to mine? Just kidding. It was a joke. It was a joke. It was
what
a joke.
What do they have to mine? Your entire...
It was a joke!
All your family are... They're dead.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's... Fuck.
Yeah.
Mom.
Fuck, my bad.
If you're listening to this...
Dude, if Isaac's mom's listening to this, I love you. You're
crazy. I love you, Mom. Oh, boy. I'm deleting TikTok right now. I'm sorry. Tell Tiana to do the same.
Yeah, delete TikTok.
My sister loves TikTok.
It's kind of fucked. It's getting... It's been banned in India, I think. Like, banned. Like, people in the... I think it's India,
yo,
at least.
Speaking of banned...
Marching ban. What are you going to bring up?
I don't know.
No, but it's seriously getting to, like, a level of...
People are scared?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Because China is, like, pros at using people's information.
Yeah,
like,
why is that, Cameron?
Because they're communist scum. What do you want me to say?
I don't know. I'm just asking why.
Honestly, I don't know enough about a topic to care that much.
No, I feel that.
I mean, it's kind of scary, I guess, because I'm of the boat that's like, I'm fine having my information out there and getting like targeted ads.
Yeah.
Like people who are worried about Instagram and Facebook having their information, I'm cool with it. Like I want to get... If I'm going to get an ad, I'd rather it be about something that I'm interested in.
Yeah, yeah.
Than about, I don't know, Barbie
some
dolls.
Some shit you don't care about. Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Yo, this just in.
The new Barbie just dropped.
New Barbie and Ken play house.
Exactly.
Looks the same as the other 24 million before it.
Exactly.
Except now the elevator is 3 stories.
Except they're quarantined. Barbie quarantined.
Barbie quarantined.
She's just, it's just... Just her and Ken just text every day.
She's like Netflix is in the bag.
Ken has gained 15 pounds.
Barbie and Ken, Netflix and chill house.
Goddamn. But yeah, no, I don't. But I feel like this is different from getting like targeted ads.
Yeah, I think this is absolutely different. I'm
sweating like
too.
A whore in church over here.
Hot tamale, I'm sweating.
Hot, woo! Papa Molly.
Nope. It's hot tamale.
Papa Molly, I'm sweating.
Papa Molly from my drug truck. Food truck? Drug truck.
All right.
That's what it's gonna be called. This is gonna be a thing. I'm gonna tell
drug truck?
Everybody about it.
Drug truck.
Eventually, someone I know is gonna be a drug dealer.
Really?
Probably.
You don't already know some?
No. Yeah.
I do.
I do too. I'll just tell those people. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this, you're a drug dealer, dude. Food truck.
Food truck.
Bingo.
What else?
Bing bong.
We got... This is probably going to be the last topic.
Probably.
I think it's like... I feel like it's too much to actually be the last topic. I feel like we got to get something smaller. I want
let's
to talk
hear,
about
no, let's hear it.
Astrology, like science.
Okay. What about them?
What about him? What about him, mate?
Oh, what about him, mate?
Oh,
shy.
Oh, shy. I don't believe in them whatsoever.
In astrology signs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know people are going to...
They're going to hate you.
They're going to hate me, dude.
They're going to hate you.
People are going to hate me so much, they're going to just...
They're
going to
be like,
oh, Cameron! Fuck that guy!
What an Aquarius.
Nah, but... Yo, the sign to least likely believe in signs is an Aquarius.
It's an aquarium.
Is
yo, real quick,
yeah.
Sorry, I hate the aquarium.
Why?
I just do. I feel like
it's I love just, the aquarium.
Like I think the aquarium's cool.
It's really
think,
cool.
I think the principle of the aquarium is really just fucked up.
Yeah, it's messed up.
Yeah.
So same with the zoos.
Yeah.
You think just like all that's messed up?
I do. A little bit. But at the same time, like,
I don't know. I think if they're taking...
So, like, I went to San Diego. I went to the San Diego Zoo. San Diego Zoo
beautiful. Was beautiful. It's, like, best. It's one of the best in the world, right?
Yeah. Literally. And it was, like, so open. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, so much space for everything.
Oh, that's great.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think San Diego Zoo was doing it right.
Okay.
And then you have an aquarium. You got this fucking...
Oh, fish.
There's a tiger in the aquarium.
Yeah, the one in Denver?
Yeah.
There's a fucking tiger at the aquarium, which I think is hilarious.
And how big is that enclosure?
Oh, it's not big at all.
It's probably maybe a little bit bigger than this room.
Okay, well, it's definitely bigger than this room.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a little bit bigger than I think my living room,
probably.
Which is depressing as hell.
Yeah, yeah. That's what...
I think it's just funny having a tiger in an aquarium.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because they were like, yo, we're living in Denver, a landlocked state.
Yeah.
In Colorado.
Middle
and
fucking of the country.
Of the country. And they're like, problem number one, how are we going to get fish up here? Problem number two,
what are we going to do with this tiger?
that's how it started. They were making a zoo, and the owner was like, all right, let's buy a tiger. He like clicked buy, and then it was like, ah, oh, shit.
We don't have enough room for this.
Shit, I only have fish tanks. Like, you realize afterwards, he's like, oh, wait, shit, I have a whole bunch of salt water. God damn it. And I have 20 tons of fish feed. I can't
20 feed. Tons of fish feed.
I can't feed a whole bunch of animals. They're just like, we're going to have an aquarium. You're like, already got that tiger, though, dude. Already got the tiger. It's such out of place because you're like, you're going through the aquarium.
Yeah, no.
You see some, like, cool.
You're like, oh, these fish look really cool, you know?
Yeah, and then you.
These colors are awesome. This is a big non-water-filled tank. What's in this one? Tiger. Boom.
Tiger.
Boom. You gotta add the boom.
Boom.
Tiger, boom.
Have you seen those, the girls who dress up as a mermaid and they swim in the tanks with the fish?
I have not.
Dude.
Is it cool?
I haven't seen it.
So then why the fuck are we talking about
it? Okay, but I showed up to the aquarium one time, like, 10 minutes after they did that, like, show. Like, so girls pretend to be mermaids. They get, like, a little mermaid half body suit on.
Yeah.
And then they swim down to the bottom. Swim down to the bottom. And they, like, swim with the fish and, like, say hi to the people. And so we got there. They got out of the tanks. But because their feet are one giant fish fin.
Well, yeah, that's how mermaids are.
Yeah, but since they do that, they can't walk.
Well, yeah, mermaids can't walk.
Let me finish. Yo, Garrett, shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up, Garrett! Being so loud. Sorry. Since they can't walk across the aquarium to, like, take this fin off, someone has to, like, lift them up and put them in the back of a golf cart. Yeah.
I'm confused.
They can't walk.
Because they're mermaids. Why should they be out of the water anyways?
Well, they're...
Wait, what? They're hold on now. You're going to tell me mermaids aren't real. I've seen my fair share of Pirates of the Caribbean, dude. I know this shit. Also an episode of Futurama.
You've been building that up. You've been like... I thought you were being serious. You're like, yeah, mermaids can't walk.
Yeah, mermaids can't walk. It's not Futurama.
But they're humans. Anyways.
Mermaids aren't
but they, like, pick them up out of the tank, and they put them in the back of this golf cart, and they just kind of, like, lay down and drive them, like, back.
So it's like injury in the NFL.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. But I was walking through the aquarium, and one of them just passed it, and it's just this girl wearing a mermaid leg, and it was just really, really funny. Yeah, so it was just super fucking funny having a...
Sitting in the back of a truck.
Just drive by.
Just her fucking mermaid.
Like, and she was just, like, on her phone. Just like...
Wait, mermaids have phones?
Wait, mermaids have waterproof phones?
Wait a minute.
I want that
mermaid
phone that she has.
So, hold up.
Where are their pockets?
Mermaid.
Where's her pussy, dude? Where's the pussy on a mermaid?
Okay. Google it.
Don't want to Google that. Opens up an incognito browser.
No. Now I'm confused. A mermaid is out of the water.
Yeah. Breathing.
Sitting
mermaids can
on
breathe
a truck.
Out of, hold up. Mermaids can breathe out of the water.
But not like all out and shit.
Didn't it, like Ariel jumps up on a rock.
Yeah, but like she didn't sit out there and sit in the back.
She did the whole seal. She goes, I'm sorry, I'm walking away from the mic. And she goes out of the water and into like a seal thing.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a seal.
But yo, that sounds like my dog, bro.
What's up?
No, I don't understand. Because mermaids can breathe out of water, yes, but not for long periods of time. You know?
Yeah.
So how is she out of the water on a truck? And why does she have a phone? And why are they being captured in the aquarium?
Why was she eating chicken nuggies on the way back?
Mermaids don't eat chicky nugs.
Chicky nugs with a side of honey mustard.
Honey mustard. Okay, anyways, sorry. Back to...
The last topic of the podcast.
Back to your Aquarius. Aquarium.
I'm an Aquarius aquarium.
I'm an Aquarius aquarium.
Last topic of the podcast, probably. Signs. Damn.
Well, there's a lot of signs in your house.
Yeah, we got a lot of signs. Dude, there's a stop sign. I got a sign from God that I should stop talking to a prince halfway across the country. We've been sending emails. I've been sending them just small amounts of cash.
Okay. why now?
Oh, he's a prince. He needs my help. Okay. What do those people think? Like,
I don't know.
Like, oh, this prince is broke. Broke-ass prince.
Broke-ass prince needs my help.
Oh, dude, he needs $1,000 from me? Absolutely.
Cash now, dude? I will.
He's a fucking mail
Wait,
that shit.
He's
related to the person who's running that country. They're probably broke as hell.
No, probably not.
And I'm an American.
Being that he is broke, I'm going to help him. Because that's just
That's a whole nother topic. We can talk about that.
We can talk about that later.
Astrology. I don't believe in it. I think it's just like... It's kind of a, I don't know, serious note to end it on, maybe.
No, it's okay.
But it's like, it is, I feel like all it is just very common things.
Yeah.
That people look at and they're like, oh my God, that's me. Holy shit.
Holy shit, that's me.
Holy shit. That thing that just got updated once a day to tell me how my day's going to be, that shit actually happened. Yeah, it happened to everyone else that day too.
Maybe not.
Yeah, but it's like...
Maybe it's just like it's targeting like, the larger...
Today, you'll be exhausted and hungry and tired.
Oh,
at some point, and at some point in the day, everyone is that.
They're like, yo, dude.
It's like...
I'm so tired, but I'm hungry as fluff right now.
Or I feel like
I'm
maybe...
I'm hungry as fire truck.
No, we're not. We wanted to do a thing where we censor all of
our cuss words.
All of the cuss words with just words that start with the same...
Like letter.
Yeah. Like, ah, shoebox.
I'd be in the middle of a sentence. I'd be like, yo, this fire truck told me he, you know, wanted to punch me in my fire truck face, dude.
I just think they all say the same shit, and people only retain like the information from them that is relatable.
Okay, so I can understand that.
Like, it'll be like, you're going through a hard time. And someone who is going through a hard time will be like, yo, I am going through a hard time. This shit's right. And then people who aren't going through a hard time, just like mentally, I feel like they just skip over that. And like, oh, that doesn't, not me.
That doesn't apply to me.
Yeah.
That actually would make a lot of sense. I'm not like.
I just don't believe that who we are as people is determined by the stars.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
I think that's kind of fucking ridiculous.
So I don't think it's by the stars, but I do necessarily think that there is some like. There's like a specific, I don't know, I don't want to be like that weird hippie guy, but like there's like a certain type of energy.
I was just about to be like, yo, it's the vibe.
Well, no, like
it's the vibe you get when you're born.
It's like, no, not even like just the vibe you get when you were born, but like when you were born.
Yo, my vibe
was
like,
specific my vibe
thing.
Was like. No, me too. Although, when I was born, I did have a.
And then I shit myself.
When I was born, I did have a full head of hair.
Really, when I was born, I was blonde. Like, beach blonde. Like, sorry, not beach. Bleach.
Beach blonde?
Beach blonde.
Beach blonde!
I'm a bleach blonde!
Surf up, dude!
No, I had really light hair.
I had...
It's really weird.
My hair looked like this.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Like a mop.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, I just don't think the time in which you're born determines your personality and how your life's going to be
either.
For the rest of your life.
I think
I like to believe that we're all individuals.
Oh, absolutely.
That each person is special in one
way
or another.
So one of my friends is like very into this, into astrology.
Yeah.
And she's like, always,
show her this.
She's always like, oh, I'm going to. Absolutely. She's always like, you know, like, hey, this is you and this is why. And like, she was showing me like a bunch of charts, and like it's not just like,
I know it's not just the position of the stars. Like, yeah, I know there's like, a whole lot more that go into it, but it's,
yeah, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I think
because there's like your moon and your sun and shit.
I don't know what any of that fucking means.
I don't know what that means either, and I don't know. It's just something that like it's one of my pet peeves. Really.
Yeah,
one of my biggest things. Like,
oh, I dropped this shoe on the floor. It's because I'm a Cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
You fucking are a Cancer.
Like if
your shoe fell on my head.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, you are a giant crab. Okay, am I a giant crab? I don't fucking know anymore. You're a Cancer, dude. You're just a big-ass crap.
Fuck off.
Pinch away, bitch.
Anyways, I think, I think it's a dumb it's an excuse for people to act.
So I don't...
like an asshole.
I think yes, but I also think that it's kind of a...
It's like...
It's just a way
sorry
to...
Sorry, I get crazy when I get drunk. I'm a Gemini. Shut up. And just drink like the rest of us. Shut your mouth.
I think
it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse to spill
your
rosé all over me, okay? Not an excuse. How about instead of being a fucking Gemini, drink less? Drink less, maybe.
Be more conscious of your intake.
Dumbass!
I think it is an excuse for people, but I also think it's like...
It's a lame excuse.
Like for some people, you know, they're like, oh, I find comfort in this. And I'm like,
yeah, no,
that's cool. Just
it is definitely a comfort.
Just
thing.
Don't shove it on me.
It's definitely a comfort,
Rebecca.
Thing, which is why I feel bad about like
that
dissing
and shit.
Yeah, because I feel like I know a lot of people who like kind of rely on it. They're like, oh shit, like they read it and they're like, oh, I'm gonna have a good day today, and they it's kind of like a self prophesizing kind of thing.
Yeah,
and like they read that
it's a mindset.
They read that they're gonna have a good day, and they do.
And they're like, ew, I'm gonna have a great day today. I'm
glad...
not gonna worry about shit.
Exactly.
Like, of course you're not.
Because you already—that's
called psychology.
Yes, you already like you think that you're not gonna have a bad day, so you won't. But they realize like it doesn't have anything to do.
So hot.
It's really hot. I've had to wipe the sweat off my forehead so many times.
Yes.
But
yeah, no, I absolutely
astrology.
Agree. I absolutely agree.
It's
for those of you who are listening to this right now.
If you're listening to this right now,
hey, Cameron's a fuckboy, and
fuck
I am
you.
A Scorpio with a scorpion tattoo,
fuck
baby.
You. Woo! All right. Well, I think that's good.
I think we might end
I think
there.
We're coming out. Yeah. Please.
Shut up.
No.
Thanks
no.
For
time
listening.
Out.
Time
out.
Please give me feedback
I
on
want...
my comedy gold.
I want feedback. I want.
No,
like,
I do too. Absolutely.
Because I mean, so many people. Not so many. Our friends have listened to this already.
Like four people.
And I, although I appreciate that they think it's funny. I feel like it's not their honest opinion.
No, I've talked to like Kennedy about it,
and they're
Kennedy's,
like, "Oh, it's super funny." And I'm like, "Yeah."
Shay was up front with me. I really appreciate that, guys.
What did Shay say? We should never mind. We should end
okay.
the recording.
It's okay. Anyways,
that's it.
Thanks
for the first
you.
Episode.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Have a good one. We'll see you probably next week.
Bing bong out.
Bing bong.